From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're delighted that you've joined us for this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues his fourth message in a series of studies entitled Life in the Spirit, an examination of Galatians chapter 5, where the Apostle Paul sets forth the elements that make up the fruit of the Spirit. On the previous broadcast, Dr. Cairns began to deal with the second of those virtues, joy. This matter of Christian joy has often been greatly misunderstood by believers, resulting in a number of fears and concerns, including doubts about the reality of their salvation. In the first portion of the message, Dr. Cairns is explaining the nature of true joy. As we've seen, this joy is a spiritual joy, the delight a Christian has in knowing he is in Christ, and knowing what he has in Christ, knowing what his prospects are in Christ. As the Holy Spirit shows the Christian his position in Christ, there follows the joy of full assurance, because, as Paul states in those glorious closing verses of Romans chapter 8, no one and nothing is able to separate the believer from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in just a few minutes. First, here's a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, from the pen of the great 19th century preacher C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, You Make the Trenches. The text is found in 2 Kings chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. And he said, Thus saith the Lord, Make this valley full of ditches. For thus saith the Lord, Ye shall not see wind, neither shall ye see rain. Yet that valley shall be filled with water, that ye may drink, both ye and your cattle and your beasts. Three armies were perishing of thirst, and the Lord interposed. Although he sent neither cloud nor rain, yet he supplied an abundance of water. He is not dependent upon ordinary methods, but can surprise his people with novelties of wisdom and power. Thus are we made to see more of God than ordinary processes could have revealed. Although the Lord may not appear for us in the way we expect or desire or suppose, yet he will, in some way or other, provide for us. It is a great blessing for us to be raised above looking to secondary causes, so that we may gaze into the face of the great first cause. Have we this day grace enough to make trenches into which the divine blessing may flow? Alas, we too often fail in the exhibition of true and practical faith. Let us this day be on the outlook for answers to prayer. As the child who went to a meeting to pray for rain took an umbrella with her, so let us truly and practically expect the Lord to bless us. Let us make the valley full of ditches and expect to see them all filled.
Hallelujah, thine the glory, hallelujah. Church with life and power. O breath of life, come cleanse, renew us, and fit thy church to meet this hour. We praise thee, O God, for the Son of thy love, for Jesus who died and is now gone above. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again.
All glory and praise praise to the Lamb that was slain, who hath borne all our sins and hath cleansed every stain. Hallelujah, thine the glory.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We continue to receive encouraging response to these broadcasts, and we want you to know that we're very grateful to those of you who take the time to contact us. Among the various publications which we offer on these programs, the most popular is the quarterly LTBS magazine. The principal focus of the next issue is Roman Catholicism. The articles include The Papacy, The Church of Rome and Scripture, and The Church of Rome and Salvation. Also in this issue, Dr. Charles Barrett writes about Theodorus Frelinghuysen in an article called Bad Geography and the Beginning of an Awakening. In a feature article, the Reverend Timothy Nelson, editor of LTBS magazine, shares Mary's story from Rome to Christ. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we call your attention to a series of video features on that website. In these video clips, Dr. Alan Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, what is the gospel? What is the best way to study the Bible? And can you be sure you're saved? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
When you get into the study of the Word, you'll find that joy and grace are gloriously connected. You'll find that joy and the idea of God's gift to us are gloriously connected. In other words, you're going to be driven back out of yourself into your God. You're going to realize that joy is rooted not in you, not in your circumstances, not in your attainments, not in your achievements, not even in the things that are round about you that people place such emphasis upon, but joy is rooted in your God, in your Savior, in what He has given, in what He has done, and in what He is doing. This joy then is the pleasure that a Christian takes or feels in all that he is, in all that he has, in all that he ever will be or ever will have, in union with Christ. A pleasure that makes him glad. A pleasure that makes him content in the Lord, even when his physical circumstances may cause him pain and misery. That's Christian joy. Now our text shows us how the Holy Ghost produces this joy in believers. We read that joy is the fruit of the Spirit. This is something the Holy Ghost works within the believer. Paul told the Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians 1 verse 6, "Ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction, with joy of the Holy Ghost." Understand what he's saying. The Holy Spirit is the author of Christian joy. The Holy Spirit is he who works this joy in our hearts. And clearly he does so in two basic ways. First of all, he witnesses to us. This is one of the great works of the Spirit, is his work as the witness of the Lord Jesus Christ. The witness to the gospel. The one who witnesses to us of all that we are and all that we have in Christ. In some ways, you could liken the ministry of the Holy Spirit to us to what the angels said to the Judean shepherds when they were announcing the birth of Christ. He comes to us, as they did, saying, "Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy." He's witnessing to us of things that cause joy. You remember in Philippians 1 verse 25, Paul speaks of the joy of faith. The joy of faith. Now put this together and you'll realize the Holy Spirit is witnessing truth to us. Faith receives that truth and the product is joy. Joy depends on knowing the truth. Joy depends on receiving the truth. And I do not have time to get off this morning on a pet peeve of mine, but I can't really let it alone completely. and say that the reason for the misery in the pews of the churches of America, and especially in the Bible-believing churches of America, is that we have program upon program to tickle the ears of the people, to stroke the emotions of the people, all on the surface, and then they go out, they're worked up to a frenzy, they're worked up to an emotional high by music, by drama, by tear-jerking stories, by this, by that, by many things. Every filthy psychological gimmick that Freud and his father, the devil, have ever spewed into the world and into the church are now being used to work people up, and then they're sent out into the world, and suddenly they collapse like a balloon that's been punctured. And they're more miserable than ever. And the reason is very simple. That the church is substituting sensual experience for spiritual joy. And spiritual joy does not come by any of these gimmicks. It comes by an understanding of the truth. And it comes then by a reception by faith of that truth. We must have at the heart of the ministry to the people of God the ministry of the Holy Spirit expounding the gospel. That's why for the last 20 years, and if God were to spare me, don't get worried, I'm not saying he will, but if he were to spare me for another 20 years, it would continue to be true. Jesus Christ is not on the periphery of the ministry here. He is not an add-on. He is not a little text that is put onto a psychological so-called principle. He is the core, the heart, the very substance of the message. Has to be that way. That's the work of the Holy Ghost to witness of Christ to us. He shows us our position in Christ. He shows us our possessions in Christ. And he shows us our prospects in Christ. You take Ephesians chapter 1. That's just one example. That's one I love to come back to again and again. Take indeed the whole epistle to the Ephesians. And you'll find that the words in Christ are the key to the whole epistle. They define our position. They describe our possessions. You think of it. Where are we today? Well, sounds a crazy question, doesn't it? Where are we? Right here. You've missed it. You're saved, you're in Christ. And Ephesians 2 has a beautiful description of what that means. You hath he quickened or made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past. You get the emphasis? Times past. This is what we were. This is where we were. Come to verse 4. But God. That's the testimony of every Christian. There was I, dead, depraved, dominated by the devil, and on the edge of hell. And had God sunk my soul to the lowest hell, from there I would have had to cry, O God, thou art righteous. Had he sunk me down 10,000 fathoms deeper than Tyre and Sidon and Sodom and Gomorrah, from the depths of hell, my testimony must be, thou art righteous. I deserve it all. but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. What is it to be in Christ? It is to be so united to Christ that what he is legally, covenantally, what he is in God's sight, I am. Where he is, I am. That's what it is to be united to Christ. God looks on Christ and those who are one with him as one. One body. He the head, we the members. God will never deal with Christ without dealing with his church in exactly the same way. God will never deal with his church apart from dealing with Christ. Oh, our position is in Christ. The world wants you to think of your color, your class, your culture, your economic state, your nationality, your citizenship. My psalm for this morning happened to be the 87th psalm. And as I was praying through that psalm and thinking of it, it's the psalm upon which the hymn about Zion is built. Glorious things of thee are spoken, Zion, city of our God. He whose word cannot be broken chose thee for his own abode. That's really a paraphrase of the 87th psalm. And the original is much better than the paraphrase, however great it is. And as I was going through that psalm, listen to it. God has chosen Zion. Remember, this is his description of the Israel of God, the church of Christ. And he says, even the heathen boast, this man and that man was born there. The greatest boast that God can give of any man is, he's born into Zion. And the greatest thing a man can say about himself is, I have been born into Zion. I got to think about that. Most of you are Americans. I'll not hold it against you. You couldn't all be born Ulster men. I got to think of it, you know, you can get so proud that you're American, or I'm Ulster, or a German's a German, or a Thailander's a Thailander, or whatever. We get so proud, and you know it is pride, because what makes America great is not America, but that you are American. That's what makes America great in your eyes. That's what makes Ulster so great to me. I'm Ulster. You see the pride. How great Ulster is that it has me. That's the idea. There's only one citizenship that matters. Only one. It's only one that God boasts of. I'm going to make a very solemn statement. Unless America repents pretty quickly, God is going to damn America. And England, and Ulster, and Germany, and the whole bunch of them, unless they repent, he's going to damn them. And I want to tell you, there'll be no pride of British or American or any other citizenship in hell. But there is a citizenship that matters. I'm born into Zion. Of all the love of nation that you wish. But remember, the position is in Christ. That's the position that counts. That's what gives you joy.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.